Act 3 opens on the roof of the Castel Sant'Angelo, where Cavaradossi is being held for execution. Since executions take place at dawn, and Cavaradossi is shot in the final moments of the act, the action of the opera all takes place within about a 16-hour period. Puccini was particularly concerned that his portrayal of the sounds of dawn over Rome be accurate. We hear the church bells of the city below, and then from offstage, the song of a lone shepherd boy. The shepherd boy is there to remind us of Tosca's origin as a shepherdess. For Sardou, a shepherdess represented the pinnacle of Rousseauian noble savagery. Tosca is as unspoiled as Mother Nature. Facing death, Cavaradossi can think only of his love. When the jailer offers to get Cavaradossi a priest, Mario asks instead for pen and paper so he can write Tosca a letter. The jailer complies, but Cavaradossi finds the words will not come. Instead, he soliloquizes over happy memories in the famous aria, E lucevan le stelle. Before she killed Scarpia, Tosca got him to agree to let her see Cavaradossi, a permission that outlives its author. Cavaradossi is overjoyed to see Tosca, but concerned at what she had to give in exchange for the free conducts she shows him. A performer to the core, Tosca is now in her element. she gives a dramatic retelling of the second act to her astonished lover. Cavaradossi is shocked that someone so gentle could have knifed a man. But then he's in love with her. He seems to be the only person in Rome who doesn't know that Tosca has a temper. Since the execution is to be a performance, Tosca coaches Cavaradossi on how to stage his own death. Tosca complains that the execution takes forever, but she's impressed by Cavaradossi's acting. The soldiers having left, Tosca tries to wake Cavaradossi only to find that Scarpia has double-crossed her. The bullets were real, and the painter is dead. Scarpia's men have discovered his murder, but when they come to arrest Tosca, she defies them. Sardou's play ends with the word scum, Tosca's epithet for the despicable Scarpia. But Puccini changes the focus. "Oh, Scarpia, avanti a Dio," Tosca cries. "Scarpia, I will see you before God." And with that last word, God still ringing in our ears, Tosca jumps off the parapet to her death.
Presto su, Mario, Mario, su presto andiam, su, su!